Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 18th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. One of the attacks that keeps causing a lot of problems to organizations is simple email attachments. Of course, we do all have antivirus filters and the like, and try our best to keep malicious attachments away from users. Xavier wrote today an interesting diary with a little script to make that a little bit easier and more efficient. Essentially, what his script does is it submits the hashes for attachments to VirusTotal, does things like automatically unzip them, and then also log the result, making it pretty easy to get summaries about malicious attachments hitting your organization. All of this is done completely with open source tools. He uses Procmail for the initial filtering and the invocation of his script. So if you're interested in this, take a look, and the code for the main part of this tool that actually does the triage based on attachments is available open source from GitHub. And Adobe today released a surprise security bulletin. No, not for Flash Player this time, but it's Cold Fusion's turn. An important hotfix for Cold Fusion 10 and 11. It fixes two cross-site scripting vulnerabilities and a server-side request forgery vulnerability. So not necessarily a direct remote code execution, but certainly something that you should address. Adobe rates it with a priority of 2. I think there are currently no exploits, and they don't expect an exploit to be released very soon. Adobe does recommend that you apply updates that are labeled with a priority of 2 within the next 30 days. And Symantec is reporting active exploitation of the recent vBulletin vulnerability. Now, this vulnerability, we have talked about it on this podcast before. If you haven't patched it yet, make sure that you also check that the server hasn't already been exploited. If this was a public reachable vBulletin server, you probably should assume it has been exploited at this point. Now, according to Symantec, the exploits that they are seeing are mostly going after collecting as much information about the particular server as possible. Now, one thing that's particularly at risk is our SSH keys. So they could then be used by someone to come back later, in particular if you left private unencrypted SSH keys on the system. Also, files like history files, which may of course contain passwords, or such if you changed them recently and had passwords on the command line. Also, the MySQL history of course could contain passwords and other confidential information. If you're using an IPsec network that's based on StrongSwan, the open source IPsec implementation, it's time to update. There is an authentication bypass vulnerability in the EAP MS Chat version 2 plugin that can be exploited in order to bypass authentication for your VPN server. Certainly a bad problem if that happens, so do update this quickly. The only workaround here is if you use EAP MS Chat version 2 over Radius. In this case, you are not threatened by this vulnerability. Now, whenever we are thinking about encrypted email, usually PGP and S/MIME come up first, but neither one of these protocols do actually have large groups of followers. On the other hand, there's sort of a hidden protocol, StartTLS. I've mentioned it in the past, that is actually used quite frequently, in particular if you're talking to large email providers like the Hotmails, Yahoo's, and Gmail. Well, Gmail now is going a step further in order to push for the implementation of this protocol in the near future. If you do receive an email that did not get sent over an encrypted method, like, for example, StartTLS, Google will warn the recipient that this email should not be trusted or that this email was not encrypted. This is, of course, interesting in particular since in a study that I think I mentioned last week, it was discovered that in some areas of the planet, large networks will prevent you from actually establishing a StartTLS in connection in order to inspect and maybe modify email messages. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.